Our next speaker is Dr. Clara Savage, who is director of Common Pathways Coalition. This is the Community Health Network Area 8. Since 2004, she has been building and maintaining Common Pathways as a coalition in collaboration with 147-plus community partners from diverse sectors and more than 2,500 residents. Dr. Savage provides proactive environments for experts in healthcare, social services, affordable housing, education, transportation, mental health, business, and research to work together using data to improve health and the quality of life for all in Worcester and Central Mass. So, Dr. Savage.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm really here representing the consumer, those who need the data, use the data, understand most of the time the data, but sometimes we don't have enough data. We don't have the data that we're looking for. So we are a community coalition, which means we are a group of good people in our city of Worcester. Worcester is the second city in Massachusetts. It is located in the center of Massachusetts and is, with another six communities right now, creating what we call a regional public health area. But Worcester is very different from their neighbors. All these communities around Worcester are much wealthier, are families who have own a home, who have most likely a job and are able to send their kids to school, in many cases to private school. Very different from the city of Worcester when we have 180,000 people, more or less, that a city that where 28 to 30% of the population speak a language different than English at home. It's a significant group of people who not necessarily sharing the culture or value system or trust everyone. Like myself, I came from Colombia in South America. We come and adjust to the new place, but at the same time, we have to learn the systems. And the systems are not easy to learn. There is one way to provide services on healthcare, but it's a very different way to provide services on financial issues, on mortgages, on banks. There is a very different system that provides educational services, that provides housing services, that provides transportation services. All of those systems are really sophisticated for the newcomer, but also for the old-timers, also people in the community, in the neighborhoods. They don't have the education in many cases, but many times they don't have the time to dedicate to understand the new rules of the system. So we have been navigating many systems in dealing with information that we are not aware of, we are not familiar with, and many times we don't understand. And of course, if we don't understand, we don't trust. So our coalition is really a big effort from the Department of Public Health, who create these coalitions. There are 27 of coalitions. We are not the only ones around the state of Massachusetts. And they are bringing people together. All we have to do is bringing people together. It sounds really simple, but it's not that simple. Bringing people together from different sectors to talk about what is important to the community. And that's where the data come as a very important commodity. The Department of Public Health has been serving us with data, and we are very lucky to have a really sophisticated system if we see other states where morbidity and mortality data is organized and is for us to use it. Not always is the update data, because it takes some time to send it from the towns to the city of Boston and then processing that data. Lately, they had been spending more money and efforts on updating that data. But we started in 2004 trying to get a sense of what were the main issues of our community, the city of Worcester. We didn't even talk about the towns, but the city of Worcester. And we were able to put together some data from MassChip, which is the main database. But we find out that many issues were not complete. We were comparing data from 201 to 204. We were comparing half of the data for men were okay, but for children was not reliable or was not available. So there was really no standardized way of looking at the data, or at least we were not capable of understanding exactly how the data was organized. But I have for you good news. We are moving. We are moving along. We are learning in the process. We are creating capacity at the local level. We feel right now that we are better than a few years ago. We are capable of creating our own health indicator report. Right now we have two, one that we created in 2008 and one that we just finished last year in 2012. We were able also to understand that the numbers, the quantitative data is not enough. We need to know what people are feeling and what people are thinking in terms of the issues. Are those the issues that they are familiar with? Are those the issues that they are really creating problems in the family? So we were able to put together resources and do a community health assessment, which is putting data together in a sensible way and bringing back that data to the community and ask the community to help us identify priorities, because we don't have all the funding that we need, and we don't have the capacity. So we were able to define some priorities and create what we call the Community Health Improvement Plan. This year, we are in the third circle. We are taking action. And this is when the things get excited but complicated. This is the time that we have to make reality with what we have. Our a specific coalition is in charge of implementing the piece about behavioral health. And it's not that easy, because we have a growing minority community where we have 20% of the population are Latinos, and they are coming from many different countries. We have a significant group of immigrants coming from Iraq, Bhutan, Burma, Liberia, Central Africa. We have also a significant group of educated people who are working as providers of services or legislators or researchers. We have a medical school in our community. So all of those are part of our community. So we decide to try to use what is called the mixed methodology, try to make sense of what is quantitative, what is qualitative, and see how those things go together. So we are advancing, and I feel really positive about the process, except that there is one stakeholder pretty important to the process that is still distant, and is the health consumer. We finally were able to go into the communities, into the neighborhoods, and create that what we call the conversations. And I say, no response, no engagement. If you don't make the consumer part of the process, there is no point. There is no outcome. Maybe we can create some outcomes about theory, but in practice, very little we can accomplish. So it's critical to be able to include the health consumer, which is the patient in many cases, but also our communities, because we need to focus also on the preventive part. So we create a series of strategies that we call small groups, where we ask people specific issues in a small conversation, more than 10 people, in their place. We go to wherever they are, in the barber shop, in the church, in any place that they are. We are also using a lot of testimonials because we find out that people learn from other people. We are talking about overweight and obesity issues, and we are tired of telling people, well, made the right choice. Only when they see another person with diabetes talking about the impact of changing their behavior, they say, oh, I can do that. So testimonial is something that we are using. We are also using something that is pretty easy to use, and because we have a refugee community increasingly bigger and bigger, we are using language that is different to mimic exercise, because we find out that imitating behaviors is much easier than expressing orally any language. So we learn with the refugees that is pretty easy to do it, and they can communicate without the translator. We find out that with the seniors community, music making is important, because this is, in some way, no matter how many limitations they have, and they have many, not only mental but also physical, the music may wonders, and they feel that somebody cared enough to go and talk to them and start sending messages and waiting for their response. So we are extremely interested in learning about how to be better listeners and get that data into our process. And finally, we use surveys to ask people in their own space and using new technology about what is important to them and how they want to be help in the process of improving their health. We have all these different strategies with men, with surveys, with women, with elderly, with... There is another resource that we use in this community-based participatory research. We have great universities around us, and we are using their resources and their talents to improve the way we collect our own data and how we use our own data. And in that process, it's really looking for the outcomes, but in the process of looking for those outcomes, we are looking for standardized data collection, for progress tracking, and for outcomes and dissemination of those outcomes. So, that's basically what we are at this point, and I hope that in the next 2 years we can really produce specific outcomes. Thank you.